Dear people who keep company with God, early on Sunday morning, I had a vision of the valley of dry bones described in Ezekiel 37. After meditating on these scriptures, I began to think about the men who had died in that battle. I thought of all the dreams and hopes those men carried in their hearts dying that day. I thought of the loss their families experienced. In my heart, I knew the Lord was speaking to me about many of His valiant soldiers in the body of Christ today. As I thought about this, I sensed a spirit of prophecy rising from deep within, and I began to roar over those dry bones, Amos 3:8. I knew the Lion of the tribe of Judah was roaring over the bleached bones of dead hopes and dreams. I believe this speaks of a time of restoration, Psalm 23, verse 3, we are entering into. I believe this speaks of a time of restoration we are entering into, Psalm 23, verse 3. Only God can restore us. Only God can restore to us everything that He meant for us to have, Joel 2:25. Old things are passing, and He is bringing us into a time of newness, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Later in the day, Jim Hill shared with me that the Lord had given him a word for our church concerning the season of the lions. The same morning during worship, Janet Moore also saw in the spirit realm lions roaming around in our church. I believe this word gives us practical wisdom on how we begin to enter into this new season of restoration. Here is Jim's word. I perceived in the spirit realm several lions walking about in the sanctuary. It seemed that they had just arrived, but belonged there, and really, they were us. I remember, I heard, the season has changed, the season of lions has just begun. I remembered an old African proverb, remember, the daughter of a lion is also a lion. In a pride of lions, the lionesses do the majority of the hunting. Their proactive nature ensures the continuance of life within the extended family. In this same manner, the women of River Life Fellowship brought in a fresh season of Holy Spirit activity that has sustained this family for years now. I was caught up in the Spirit, and He reminded me of a wildlife documentary about a pride of lions that I had watched with my father when I was young. The lionesses of the pride had cornered a warthog in a burrow and were attacking him head-on. But the hog was ripping the lionesses with his tusks and wounding them severely. I knew that these valiant huntresses could actually die from the infections that would result from these wounds. Selah. Eventually, the dominant male lion of the pride, who had been observing all of this from the shade of a tree, stood up, stretched, shook the dust from himself, and slowly walked over to the warthog's den. He stood over the opening until the cornered warthog stuck his head out, and with one fluid, powerful motion, grabbed the hog with one paw, lifted it into the air, and killed it almost instantly with one bite of his massive jaws. As my father and I watched this show, he slapped the arm of his chair and said, "Well, when all else fails, call old Dad." This became a proverbial saying my father would often repeat to me for the rest of his life. He always meant it to be a reminder that I should act like a man, not expecting someone else to take care of the difficult stuff. I believe the Lord is saying, the season has changed. River Life Fellowship has entered a new season. The women have in the past and will in the future continue to seek out and find that which will nourish and sustain the family. There will, however, be situations that could potentially harm and even take out some of these women If the fathers do not stand up and fulfill their God-given place in the family, some have been resting in the shade, which now need to watch carefully with discernment. Rise up, shake the dust off themselves, and be ready to take action. There are circumstances coming which the women will tackle head on, but they may be seriously wounded if the men do not stand up and do what they were created to do. Many blessings. Byron Whicker.